I want to begin by suggesting that whoever you are, you know, wherever you are, you know, whether you are a student, an academic, whether you are a worker, whether you are a person involved in your church, whether you are an artist, there are always ways to gear your work towards progressive, radical transformation. And I'm going to try to argue for the need to bring about some radical structural changes in this society.
And if them kids cop the shirts and start wearing them, humbled in the presence of the veterans and not the ones who picked up their guns, but who picked up their brethren and sisterin. History in the making, I was witnessing, listening. Seen this old Japanese lady with the sticker on her walker said, "Free Mumia." And this was before the Trustafarians were saying it, taking it for granted that we talk about the 60s and never get to talk to anybody who done lived the shit and still exists. Or better yet, she still resists speaking to a myriad of young, dumb and ignorant kids. I was one of them, stuck around lingering, said that it's a privilege to meet you in person, and she took my hand, said it's good to meet you too, and when I'm out of school, ask me what I'm gonna do. I had to think about it, but truth is I knew that it was something for the youth and shit. Truly, I'd probably be a teacher if the music didn't make enough to make me wanna gamble on its sustenance, and that's why I'm writing this to tell y'all. From a scholar, when I grow up, I wanna be just like Yuri Kochiyama. Holla, swear to my Kasamas, when I grow up, I wanna be just like Yuri Kochiyama. And if she ever hear this, it's an honor, cause when I grow up, I wanna be just like Yuri Kochiyama. Tama, serve the people proper, and when I grow up, I wanna be just like Yuri Kochiyama.
Up in Life magazine, you were sitting front seat for Malcolm's last speech. Saw the first man with the shotgun. Two more came to get the job done. Now who would have thought that it'd be you holding him? I wonder what you felt when his eyes were going dim. And if he never died, would we know that he exists? Or would he been the leader that we always seem to miss? Now there's no taking back whatever happens in our midst. You remind me that it's more than just a martyr and a myth. You could have said it quits many times ever since, and you find there will always be a reason for the fist. The last one to hold him could have been somebody else. You'd still be remembered for the people that you helped. They said to keep trying, but never losing hope. Revolutionaries die, but the revolution don't, and it won't. And I put that on my mama, cause when I grow up, I wanna be just like Yuri Kochiyama. Holla, swear to my Kasamas, when I grow up, I wanna be just like Yuri Kochiyama. And if she ever hear this, it's an honor, cause when I grow up, I wanna be just like Yuri Kochiyama. Comma, serve the people proper, when I grow up, I wanna be just like Yuri Kochiyama.
So that first song in the set was My Queen is Angela Davis off of an album called Your Queen is a Reptile by Sons of Kemet, and the album's really cool. It was put out last year, and the artist really reimagines his own version of a royal family, and he's from Britain, and in this album all the songs are like Your Queen is blank, and most of the queens mentioned are like legendary Black women from history, so like Angela Davis. Also references Harriet Tubman, this woman named Asantewaa, who was an Ashanti queen mother who fought against like British colonialism, and he even mentions his own like great grandmother, and it's really powerful, just kind of like resisting the white nationalism of the British royal family and reimagining his own and what he thinks a royal family should look like. So then after that, I followed it with part of a speech from Angela Davis, that was her speaking about her journey to becoming an activist. And if you aren't familiar with her, she's like an American political activist and author, super legendary, had like brief stints with the Black Panther movement and like really big in the whole civil rights movement in America. Definitely super iconic activist and radical. And after that was a song by the Blue Scholars, and that's called Yuri Kochiyama. And if you aren't familiar with her, she was also, she was a Japanese-American activist, and she was very involved in the Black Panther Party, especially with Malcolm X, and in some of Angela Davis's other speeches, she actually mentions her, and, like, alludes to her work. And a lot of that song by the Blue Scholars details a photo, and this is a true story, of Yuri Kochiyama holding Malcolm X after he was assassinated and, like, holding him during his last few breaths, and it's, like, a really powerful image, and, yeah, that song just, like, gives me goosebumps, because we should all really want to be more like Yuri Kochiyama, and even, like Davis said, there is opportunity to be radical at even the most local of levels, in your families, in your friend groups, in your church. There's always something you can do to improve the system and make it more inclusive for all people. I don't even think that's really a radical concept either. It's just like being inclusive and making the world a better place for anyone. So yeah, that set was kind of heavy. I'm gonna bring it down a little bit. Again, you're listening to Chemical X on BFF.fm. I'm playing songs about smart women. And next up, I'm gonna play Superstar by Miss Lauryn Hill, off of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Stick around, I have about 20 minutes left of my show.
Yo, hip hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to chart, say what, hip hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to chart.
Come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on. Come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything.
Music is supposed to inspire. How come we ain't getting no higher? Now tell me your philosophy.
Yeah.
On exactly what an art should be. Should they be someone with prosperity and no concept of reality? Now who you know with
you.
supposed to inspire? So how come we ain't getting no higher?
I cross sands and distant lands, made plans with the sheiks. Why you beef with freaks as my album sales peak, huh? All I wanted was to sell like 500 and be a ghetto superstar since my first album blunted. I used to work at Foot Locker, they fired me in front it. Or I quit it, now I spit it. However do you want it? Now you get it, right in rhyme. From the range with the frames lightly tinted, to send it to your block and have my full name submitted. And if your lines sound like mine, I'm taking a percentage. Unprecedented and still respected when it's vintage. I'm serious, I'm taking over areas in Aquarius. Running red lights with my 10,000 chariots. Jesus Christ was a superstar. You stupid star, they hell you, they nail you. No matter who you are, they'll make you now, take you down, and make you face it. If you slip the bag open, put your pinky in it and taste it.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything you drop, everything you drop.
Music is supposed to inspire. So how come we ain't getting no higher? Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Music is supposed
where
to inspire.
Where you at now? Where you at now?
So how come we ain't getting no higher?
How come we ain't getting no higher?
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on, baby.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Music is supposed to inspire.
One way. every time you tell me I'm not what you need. If I had a quarter, I would pull it together, and I would take it to the bank and then leave. Yes, I would take it to the bank and then leave. If you know people who know me, you might want them to speak, to tell you about the girl or the woman they know more than you think you know about me, more than you think you know me. See you walking in circles, see you talking in circles, see your thoughts running in circles.
Song was Woman by Cat Power with some harmonizing by Lana Del Rey. Before that was Woman is a Word by Empress Of. And then the first song in that set was Superstar by Lauryn Hill. Next up, I'm going to play a song called Roving Woman by Connie Converse, which I might have played on my show before, but I'm not sure. But she's one of my favorite artists right now, so I hope you enjoy. And then I'm going to play a few Downtown Boys songs, so stick around.
People say your roving woman is likely not to be better than she ought to be. So when I stray away from where I've got to be, someone always takes me home. A lady never should habituate saloons, and that is where I find myself on many afternoons. But just as I begin to blow away the foam, someone tips his hat to me and takes me home. People say a roving woman is likely not to be better than she ought to be. So when I stray away from where I've got to be, someone always takes me home. Now poker is a game a lady shouldn't play, and every floating poker game just seems to float my way. But long before I've lost a thing besides my comb, someone tips his hand to me and takes me home. Don't see why they always do it. Can't be vanity, must be sheer humanity. When some kind soul remarks with great urbanity, lady, let me take you home. There's bound to be some little aftermath that makes a pleasant ending for the straight and narrow path. And as I go to sleep, I cannot help but think how glad I am that I was saved from cards and drink. People say a roving woman is likely not to be better than she ought to be. So when I stray, there's positively got to be someone there to take me home.
Why is it that fear always wants us to go looking for more? So when people are brown, when people are smart, why hegemony wants us to go looking for this third thing? Why is it that we never have enough with just what's inside of us? Today!
That last song was Monstro by Downtown Boys off of their album Full Communism. That's like my favorite song of all time by them. Before that was Brown and Smart, just like a 10-second interlude. And then the first song in that set was Roving Woman by Connie Converse. Thank you for listening today. This is Chemical X on BFF.fm. And I've been playing songs about smart women. And for my last song, I'm actually going to play the song that inspired this playlist, which you might have heard. It's an oldie, kind of. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. I'll be on again next Saturday, same time. Yeah, thanks for listening. Here is Dumb Blonde by Dolly Parton.
Blonde ain't no